Tony. My name is Kaylin, and I'm from the Monkey Shooter Group, and I'm going to be talking about how the article on our opinion and the problem-solving method. After reading this article, I thought it was very well put together and interesting. While I was reading, it really made me think about how I see things, and it made me wonder what other people think when I express my opinion. It is very interesting to see how correct this article actually was. I mean, everyone has an opinion on different things, but that opinion can be altered and changed as fast as it was made. All it takes is for someone to come along and give more factual information on their own opinion on that same exact subject, and then it makes you actually think, and at times, it changes the opinion you have about that same thing. In this article, I liked how they discussed how a scientist's opinion is really no different than that of an average person. At first, I never really thought about it like that, and I've always just figured that their opinion and what they have to say on different issues would be more valid. But now, after reading this article, I see that they really are just like an average person, but are just exposed to different resources than us, but like everyone else, they have to go looking for the information they find as well. I think that critical thinking is a big part of the physics problem-solving method because the problems we are faced with in physics are a lot deeper and more complex than just an average everyday question that is brought up. With physics, you actually have to go below the surface of the problem and connect prior information to what you are trying to solve. By doing this, you must actually think about what you are trying to find and then figure out how you would go about solving it. In physics, you don't really just observe the big picture, for example, a tree, but you're trying to figure out the specifics on why the leaf on that tree falls and at what speed and velocity it is really falling at. Formal training in the physics problem-solving method produces more successful people due to the fact that they now know that it takes more to figuring out things at times, and they know that there are certain steps that people should take in order to go about fixing things. For example, if someone were to come up and ask you a question, you wouldn't just want to give them an answer because by doing that, you're not giving them the opportunity to be able to understand and learn from the information you are giving them. So, when that same problem comes up again for them, they aren't going to know how to go about solving it, and they're going to have to end up asking again. So, in order to be successful, a person is going to need to be able to talk things out and actually explain things, and by being able to do that, they are not just educating themselves, but the people they interact with on a daily basis. And that is basically what the problem-solving method is. It is being able to actually understand something so well that you're able to explain why you did what you did and where you're going to go next with the information you have on it. The next thing I'm going to talk about is my personal experience with a person who didn't actually follow the problem-solving method and how I was when they didn't do that. So my personal experience that I have had that where a person didn't follow the problem-solving method has been with my sister. There have been many times where I've asked her questions about different things, and the only information she was able to give me would be just the answer to the question that I have asked. And after hearing just the answer, I'd always ask why, and many times her answer to my question of why would be just because. After hearing that, I was never really satisfied with that and would always end up getting frustrated and having to trying to figure out why. So in the end, the conversation would be unsuccessful because I always wanted to know more information on the answer she gave me. So by her not following the problem-solving method, it made her look like she was unsuccessful in the information that she was knowledgeable about, and it in the end made me really frustrated, and it made me realize that the problem-solving method really is important when speaking and dealing with people. Overall, I thought this was a good article, and it really made me think, and it ended up making me actually change my opinion on what I thought about some of the issues that I saw in it.